from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Environment Department has ordered four Southeast New Mexico grocery stores to close, as all four landed on the agency's rapid response COVID-19 list on Wednesday. For New Mexico, places of employment that are placed on that list is because they have two or more COVID-19 responses in the last 14 days. The grocery stores here in our region that are on that list are the Albertsons Market in Hobbs, the Albertsons in Carlsbad, the Albertsons in Roswell on 700 South Main Street. The other Albertsons in Roswell on West 2nd Street was not ordered to be closed. And the Sam's Club in Roswell was also ordered to be shut down. All of these stores have been ordered to disinfect and quarantine and will not reopen until December the 2nd. 27-year-old Cody Allen Brown of Roswell faces several charges after he led multiple law enforcement agencies on an hour-long chase in and outside of Roswell Tuesday night. Roswell Police Department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth has more.
Mr. Brown refused to stop, and he began to lead officers as well as other officers who joined the pursuit throughout different areas of town. And eventually he headed west out of town, drove about 20 miles out, and then decided to turn around and come back into town.
During the chase, he ultimately crashed his vehicle and was caught. The class action lawsuit submitted by soon-to-be State Senator David Gallegos of Lee County on the behalf of parents, teachers, and school administration officials will be heard today before a federal judge, with hope that he will rule in favor of allowing students in New Mexico back into their classrooms, Gallegos explains.
But I know his premise is on if we can prove the need for the special needs students on the in-person education, that'll start the process for us. So I think he's going to start with them, but the rest of us will be online.
The hearing is scheduled for sometime this afternoon. Roswell City Councilor Janine Best, who posted on her private Facebook page comments about the heritage of the Democrat-elect vice president on her heritage, were not racist. She explains what really happened.
Gentlemen, I wouldn't call him a gentleman, punk, there we go, cut and pasted it. So they hijacked and put it on the ACLU page.
That was not reported in the media, nor that the ACLU failed to contact her about the matter, instead using a statement accusing Best of being a racist. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.